Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third and final hour of global transmission, blasting out of the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California, simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on WWCR during the day at 9475, and at night we're shifting over to WWCR now. This week we only had it on the third hour at night on 3210. Next week it'll be the second and third hour, 10 to midnight, on 3210, and very soon all three of the hours at night on WWCR. Again, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're talking to Tex Mars about Skull and Bones, the state of the world. We'll go right to your calls now. Eric, thank you for holding from California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. Great to hear your voice again. Calling to let you know that I did see Passion of the Christ. It is an excellent film, and I have a website and someone you should probably interview. Have you heard of a Father Andrew Wingate?
No, I haven't.
I'd recommend checking out his website at trumpetersmission.com.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Oh, also, I don't know if you'd been watching CPC lately, but there is another possible presidential candidate, Lyndon LaRouche.
You know, that's an interesting point. And I've told people that Lyndon LaRouche addresses the problem of the New World Order, the British banks, the rest of it, but his answer is in this other liberal global government. They're masters of giving us the two false good cop. You know, it's like North Korea saying, we love Kerry right now, and everybody's going, ooh, Bush must be good if North Korea likes Kerry. Well, Bush helped with Rumsfeld give nuclear reactors to North Korea, so it's all a staged event. Tex, you want to comment on Lyndon LaRouche?
Yeah, of course, Lyndon LaRouche's organization does tremendous good things in some of their research and investigation. I know Anton Shurkin, who works for him, and he's a good guy in a sense who has done great work exposing the Bush dynasty and so forth. But you're absolutely right. These people really began as part of the Socialist Workers' Party. Now, they are very pro-Catholic. They approach things from a socialist point of view. And you are right. There we have the Hegelian dialectic. And
this is anybody in the left.
I'm not for getting entrapped, jumping out of the pot into the fire.
Well, yeah, basically, you know, they've got phony right-wing groups for those of us that are conservative that scurry out of the system. And then for the left, they've got LaRouche for those that figure out about the New World Order. Then they fall into that sub-basin.
That's right. Of course, you know, LaRouche was he was discriminated against the SWAT team of Kissinger when he exposed Kissinger and Kissinger's murderous activity. Then they went after LaRouche. So, you know, I give LaRouche credit for that. He had to spend some time in federal prison, undeserved. I'm pretty confident.
And by the way, it's now all come out that Kissinger did tell the Third World sterilize half your women. Kissinger did say kill 15,000 innocent people. I mean, now you know that stuff's in the Washington Times today. So that's why LaRouche is kind of an enigma, because I know it's complex, isn't it, Tex?
Well, it is, and you mentioned it. There's so many different front groups, and some people actually accused LaRouche of being a CIA guy. I don't know if that's true or not, but again, his connection with the Socialist Workers Group, that tells you right away that's something to stay away from.
All right. Thank you for the call, Eric. Thanks for holding. Frank in West Virginia and Dick and Danny and Daryl and others, your calls are coming up after this quick break with Tex Mars. Any issue you want to raise, Tex is pretty knowledgeable on everything and a great resource to those of us that want to live in a free society, exposing the Luciferian New World Order. And I want to, from your article, I want to also get your comment on this comment about who were they standing before, you know, who was the master at Skull and Bones?
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this third hour. And we're about to go straight back to your calls. Tex, in this article you've written that we've got a link to at PrisonPlanet.com, you talk about John Forbes Kerry and his initiation, and that he's brought before the master, told to bow to the master, and you say, is this the human leader of Skull and Bones, or was this mysterious hooded figure, in fact, the one whom men fear and quiver before? Could this be Lucifer himself, Prince of Darkness? What are you getting at there?
Well, I think the question really is, does Lucifer on occasion come down and talk to his neophytes? You know, this is an occasion of a celebration of death. These young men lay in a coffin. They're initiated, as I explain it very carefully in my book, Dark Majesty. The skull and bones itself is a symbol of death, and the X under the skull, the way the bones are placed in the form of an X, goes all the way back to Osiris, the god of the underworld, the god of death, of ancient Egypt. So I can believe, although I'm not saying it, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've only got speculation from certain parties that it might literally be Lucifer himself who comes down once a year. This sounds so preposterous. On the other hand, some people have speculated it could be George Bush Sr., Herbert Walker, who is now considered one of the patriarchs of Skull and Bones. We have a Rockefeller, by the way, I can't remember which one, but his name is in my book, who's a member of Skull and Bones. William F. Buckley, you know, the supposed conservative, but a neoconservative, is also a member of Skull and Bones.
Now, a lot of people go to Skull and Bones, but no one knows if they were really in Skull and Bones or they go to Yale. Was Bill Clinton a member?
Bill Clinton, if he was a member, he was somehow became what they call on-site. In other words, they have a ceremony, and even though you didn't go through all of the regular rigmarole and such, because you're chosen by the master, you can be made a bonesman on site. I know during World War II there was one man that was made, I forgot his name, but there was a man who was made a bonesman on site. Bill Clinton, of course, went to Yale University Law School. While he was there, he was chosen for higher office by Averell Harriman, who he had met earlier, he and his wife Pam Harriman, while going to Georgetown University. Averell Harriman was the patriarch of Skull and Bones. He was an ambassador to Russia, governor of the state of New York, presidential candidate, Averell Harriman. So I think Bill Clinton was a bonesman, and it came at a later time while he was going to law school there.
So it just continues. Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it's good to hear you again. I just want to ask Pastor a question, and then I did want to get off into this subject, but I want to report some good news and ask your another question. First of all, you published a letter. It's, I think, 35 reasons or 35 things that a 501c3 church cannot say or do.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you happen to have, I want to get copies of that out with your permission to other pastors, and but they're going to want to see documentation, and I've seen a lot of it already and throughout the bill. Do you happen to have a listing for that?
You know, I'll tell you what, that a lot of that came from, you know, we were audited by the IRS. Let's just say we were brutalized by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
For I think it was 4 years they went through our books, and the audit lasted 3 entire years. They call this I believe intimidation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say very quickly, I sent Dr. Dixon a copy of our audit report.
Yes, I know.
Dr. Dixon up at the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, he published segments of it, and that's where a lot of that came from. They actually put it in their audit report to me and in various documents. Now, if you ask, we went to the IRS, my attorney and I and our accountant, and demanded the IRS under the Freedom of Information Act give us the authority for these things, these 35 rules that you mentioned. They refused to do so.
Well, by the way, here locally, a major Baptist church that one of my good friends attends, last year they gave them a 2-page printout, and it said, do not even discuss who you're voting for in the church area, at a church meal, at a church function. Don't even discuss politics. Don't discuss that, you know, you're against certain things. I mean, basically, some churches are saying don't even talk about abortion now.
Right.
Just submit to the government, love the government. And I mean, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law restricting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They're not supposed to even be involved in it. But now the inverse comes in, that churches aren't supposed to be involved in anything.
That's right. Now, here's the real key. Certainly I can put out this information. I'd have to go back into our files and get our audit reports and the statements from the IRS about what we can and can't do. The IRS agent we had, he was a very high-level guy, when we challenged him on these things and said, we can't find any congressional law or anything that says you have the authority to do these things against churches and ministries, his retort was, these are all internal regulations.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the things that you have to understand, and the IRS locally will give you this, they will state it right up front. One of the things a 501c3 organization, church, ministry, nonprofit group, must agree to, and here is the big one, okay, bigger than all of those things that I mentioned, include them all. You may not do two things. You may not oppose public policy, and you cannot engage in what the IRS defines as propaganda. Now, I asked them to define propaganda. They basically said, we will know it when we see it, and we can punish you for it.
Whoa.
And now, as far as public policy, we said, what does that mean? And they said, whatever is established public policy. We asked, they said, for example, you, Mr. Mars, have opposed Freemasonry and the Skull and Bones and other worthy groups, the guy told me. Worthy groups now.
Oh, worthy.
And these groups are 501c3 approved by the government. Therefore, it's public policy that they be not be intimidated by you.
And by the way, they're now in the new terror laws they're trying to pass. The governor of Rhode Island tried to pass it until people found out, criticizing, opposing government policy, trying to, quote, influence politicians. It said that.
Right. Now, let me ask you this question.
Well, that's terrorism now.
It is. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, that's their definition of terrorism at this point. Anything that influences public policy, whether it be a population of people or individuals.
Yeah, that's one of
the
other definitions in Section 802 of the Patriot Act. The other definition is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. So
right.
I want people to understand.
Here's what the IRS guy told us. When I said, well, I said to the gentleman, let's just call him that, I said, well, it is established public policy that homosexuality is legal. And therefore, since it's now, you know, sodomy is legal, and abortion, too, is legal, Roe versus Wade. If I now oppose abortion or homosexuality, is that a problem? He said, well, if it's public policy, you cannot oppose it. Now, here's what he told me. He said, if you're not a 501c3 approved organization, you can do anything you want. But once you accept 501c3 tax exempt status, you are not a private organization.
And again, you don't need the exemption to not pay the taxes, but it still doesn't matter because they selectively enforce. Thanks for the call, Frank. I got to move on here. Dick in Indiana. Dick, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, okay. Something happened just there. I would like to talk about the Passion a little.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Matthew 20:19 says that the Gentiles had Jesus crucified, and Acts 2:21 claims that Israel had Jesus killed, and Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:6, the princes of this world had him killed.
Well, that's the point, hold on a second, is that the Romans, the Jews, the elite of the world, as that says, the establishment didn't like what he was doing, the same thing today.
Yeah, and Jesus said that no man takes my life, I lay it down willingly.
Okay,
and one other thing, Alex, I was watching C-SPAN yesterday morning, they were talking about the Posse Comitatus. And probably anybody, I saw about 3/4 of the show, and probably anybody was for it. So I was wondering whether they're monitoring their success or their lack of success.
So you were watching C-SPAN, and they were saying that they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, and it's good.
Yes, the guy that was on there was trying to promote the Posse Comitatus.
And the callers thought it was wonderful.
No, the callers were against it.
Oh, good. So, see, it's backfiring on them. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break and come back and take a few final calls for you from Danny and Daryl and Steve and others. But Posse Comitatus, you were in the military. Is it a good thing to have the military out on our streets?
No, they're not qualified for law enforcement. They're into killing. And that's what we did in the military. We trained how to kill. And, of course, there were also rules of engagement, rules of war, Geneva Convention. We could not just kill randomly. We could not kill unarmed civilians and things like that. But, no, they're not trained, and it's a very dangerous thing. And, of course, here we get into the very definition of a dictatorship when you begin to use the military for law enforcement.
And now we have top generals openly talking about it is the next step. We got Everhart. We got Franks. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. This country is in dire, I mean dire, straits. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
All right, it's our final segment with Tex Mars. I'll come back, get to a bunch of news, and continue with your calls at 800-259-9231. I want to encourage everybody to get Tex's free newsletter. I mean, it's a nice, handsome newsletter, jam-packed with info. And they'll just give you a free copy. You just call up, boom, they just send it out to you. And it's 800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. 73, and he's written dozens of books, put out hundreds of great audio tapes, 20-plus videos. I mean, and I carry some of the best stuff he's got at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you and Texas doing?
Good.
I've got some very important information for you guys. I've been fighting the New World Order for about 5 years. I live down in Tennessee, and I'm self-employed, and I'm a disabled veteran. And every chance I get, you know, I expose to the customers that'll listen what's going on, and I keep your videos at the store. And I've got a Christian bookstore right beside of me, and anybody that'll listen, I tell them, you know, the first thing they need to do is go to Infowars.com and go over to the Christian bookstore and buy Tex-A's book, Circle of Intrigue. But when I was in the United States Marine Corps, right before I got out, a female brigadier general brought us in, and we had a test. And I figured it had to do something to do with me getting out medically. But in the test, it was all kind of stuff with, like, what you would do with urban warfare training. And one of the things in the test was if martial law was declared in the United States and you had to go house to house to seize guns from American citizens, would you be willing to fire on them? And that's when...
And you said no, and then all of a sudden you heard there was an unscheduled round of shots?
Oh, of course. I said no. And
now, we have found, and we know this now, that the 76% that say no get given a vaccine full of poison and sent overseas, and the 24% that say yes get promoted and are running around with long hair in blacked-out cars engaging in criminal activities. Tex, you want to comment on what he was just saying?
I have heard about those. I'm glad Danny confirmed what many of us have discovered. You know, the very idea of asking military men, would you be willing to defy the United States Constitution, go around house to house rounding up people's guns, that to me is just absolutely pornographic thing.
By the way, they told my cousin, who's been in Special Forces for 18 years, an officer, they're all getting chips. They told the whole auditorium of this, Tex.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. Alex, one thing, I know we haven't got much time. The caller right before this, I want to correct the impression he made about the Bible. The gentleman selectively quoted the Bible is absolutely not true. The Bible is very clear. Certainly Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. But there were human instruments, human agents, and the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians, verse 14 through 16, says this, quote, of the Jews who both killed the Lord Jesus. I want to read that again. The Jews killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men. Now, either the Apostle Paul told the truth, which I'm convinced he did, or he didn't. But the Jews killed Jesus. Pilate, again and again, said, I find nothing wrong with this just man. I'm going to release him. But the Jews cried out. Here again we have the Bible, Matthew 27. They cried out, crucify him, give us Barabbas. And they said, his blood be on us and on our children.
Well, Tex, and you know, that it's important to be historical. And when I was sitting up agreeing with the caller, what I was saying was is that, and there are those verses he was reading, that the system, the corrupt system, and you know, the Pharisees wanted this to happen, and so I was being clear that you know, it's this group, not you know, because there were a bunch of Jewish people who were followers of Jesus, didn't want him killed.
Well, that's true. There weren't very many though, and it makes clear that it was the multitude, all of the Jews. And I'm afraid now we have many Jews who would do the same thing today. But again, we should not say every Jew, because that's very, very unfair. It's not true that every one of us or Keller's either.
Absolutely. Text, real quick, going back to Danny. Danny, what else were you going to tell us about will you fire on Americans?
Well, some other things I noticed while I was in the Marine Corps when they were doing the Operation Urban Combat.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tex, I'm going to twist your arm. Can you stay 5 more minutes on the other side with us?
I'll be glad to.
I'm making Tex stay with us. Good. Because I want to, you know, finish up and also finish up this discussion about, you know, who killed Jesus. Danny, stay there. I want you to be able to finish up, and we'll go to Daryl and Steve. Real quick, folks, because Tex has got to go. I can't keep him on the air for, you know, 2 hours. And the discussion's just getting heated up here. So we'll be right back, folks. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, my friends, we've got about 27 minutes left here, and I'm going to take a few more calls for text. But Danny in Tennessee, you were intriguing me. I've actually talked to hundreds of military officers and people who have been given via computer, so there's no paper trail, but this goes back 6-7 years. Will you fire Americans during a disaster if there's rebels who have guns and are, you know, and then the question is, will you fire on them if the president orders you to do so under UN control? You know, these are the questionnaires. We know about the 29 Palms and all that, but I mean official ones.
Yeah.
Where were you? What year was this when this officer came in and gave you guys this test?
Well, the whole thing gets kind of worse. This was in, I believe, 1997 or 1998, and this was when the urban combat was hitting hard and heavy in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, what atmosphere was this? Where were you, in a big testing room?
I was in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and we were brought into, it was actually a one-on-one conversation. I'd scored really high on the test, and I'd scored over 140 on the IQ, and my grandfather and father were both 33rd degree Masons, so I think that may have had something to do with it.
And so the general comes over, and what did she say?
She asked me, well, when I first came in, they had posters of the urban warfare development thing, and one of the first things that caught my eye was the poster of a green dragon rising out of the harbor.
Yeah, that's in my video. It's a big dragon over a U.S. city, yeah.
Yeah, and it was eating the World Trade Center. And when she asked me this, of course, I was just outraged. I'm a Christian, and, you know, I know what's going on in the world. And, you know, of course, I said, man, that's insane. I would never do that. And I said, what about the Posse Comitatus Act? And she went on to say that the Marine Corps didn't fall under that because they were a Department of the Navy and all this other stuff. And I said, well, is that why the Marine Corps is running around everywhere in Ryder trucks? Because my barracks was, I shared a barracks with an NBC unit, a nuclear biological chemical unit. And they did all their training in Ryder trucks, the yellow moving vans.
Yeah, I know. I've got video of that when they were out in California.
And I asked them about that. And I said, you know, what do you guys do in the Ryder trucks? And they said that they ride around in those in American cities so the public won't know that that's the United States Marine Corps.
No, I know, because I got sent video of Urban Warrior in 99 in Oakland by somebody. It was Navy SEALs following with a drone. I have video of this. With a drone watching the Marines in Ryder trucks doing things. It's really bizarre. Sir, I'd like you to write your account down of that and email it to me at tips@infowars.com, and I would post it, and several million people would read it.
Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to have to go to Tex, but call me back. Tex, do you have any comments on what Danny was just saying?
Well, listen, that's blockbuster information. I know you've done so much more research on the police state than even I have. Alex, your videos, Matrix of Evil, Police State 1, 2, and 3. But this really is just incredible stuff. The Ryder trucks, you know, there was the Ryder truck connection with the first World Trade Center explosion, and then with the supposedly with Timothy McVeigh at Oklahoma City Murrah Building. So there's something about the,
by the way,
Ryder truck company, perhaps.
He just triggered my memory. There are about five different SEALs with that Sea Dragon. Remember in Police State 2000, it has the big Sea Dragon as their symbol?
Yeah,
and in one of the posters, we have video of this, I'm going to dig it out, it is attacking the World Trade Center, and we have the 99 FEMA terrorism report with the crosshairs right on the spot where the towers then got attacked.
It's almost as if like they had planned from the very beginning this operation of taking down the two towers. And they the high levels knew that, and they were planning these subliminal subconscious messages. Well, really, not even subliminal when you put it out on a poster what you're going to do.
Well, it's like the Rupert Murdoch, a couple months before 9/11, a secret group hijacks a jet to fly to the World Trade Center, and they put it on the Lone Gunman episode.
Just absolutely. I believe there's absolutely an occultic mind control message there going on, too. You know, we're going to broadcast in advance what we're going to do, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. This is the kind of message that brings great fear and induces really slavery in the minds of the people. In other words, we've got to go along with this police state. We have no other choice. There's nothing else we can do. So there's incredible psychological conditioning going on.
There is. Two quick final calls, and I mean quick, folks. Daryl in Colorado, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I'd like to cut some time on a lot of things such as religion, because as I see it, Christ's spirit went out to all nations. Because we already have the spirit of Christ in us, but that spirit's rejected by some, which are trying to dominate all the others.
Well, that's okay.
So what I find is, you know, like in preschool, you circle those things that are similar, and, well, you know, the spirit of Christ has been speaking through people out of that spirit for, you know, thousands of years. And therefore, what I see is that if you categorize it, everything according to Christ is love your neighbor as yourself, do good deeds, become members of one body, the population, except foreigners. And that's one religion. If you circle it, it's similar. Buddhist, Hindu, Christian, Muslim all contain that. I find Buddhist becoming Christian becoming Buddhist all the time.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I do. I have found those. But what I find is that the other religion is worshiping mystery religions or worshiping power and success, which is the reverse of love your neighbor as yourself. That's
well,
the
reverse
of the oppressor.
I mean, I agree with that statement, but I got to let you go, Daryl. Thanks for the call. Text, comments?
Well, of course, you put the people into a broad category. They're either of God or the devil. But who is God? He has a name. His name is Jesus.
All right. Well, let's go, or Yeshua. Let's talk to Steve. Last call for Tex Myers. I'll go to other calls. Steve in Illinois. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. First, I'd like to apologize. I believe the last time I called, I was quite upset. And I
well, listen, it's okay. Let's not have a... Sir, do you have a question or a comment or a point?
Yes, I do. I was wondering,
a couple of years back, there used to be a so-called, I believe it was a white supremacy church around the Chicago area, and one of this guy's followers went and killed about six or seven people in a mostly Jewish, an affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, Buford Furrow, total federal operation. He lived at the military base in Washington State, friends with Larry Ashbrook, who shot up the Baptist Center in Fort Worth, and he told his neighbors, I'm under control, I was in the Navy, they're telling me to do it. Neighbors saw a white van pull up, people grab him a week before. He freaked out, tore his house up, cried out for help, and then went and shot everybody yelling, Hail Satan, and then blew his own head off. Tex, you want to comment on that?
Well, actually, this was another deal out in Chicago. I believe the guy's name was Hale. And the last time I heard, he was arrested under the Patriot Act. Now, this is the leader of the so-called church. He said he didn't have nothing to do with this guy going killing those people, but they put some phony charges on this guy saying he was trying to kill a judge. And they arrested him under the Patriot Act, and he hasn't had a lawyer. Now, it's been like 2 years, and I haven't heard another. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I see these articles all the time. Tex, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Matt Hale.
Yep.
He's a lawyer. Of course, I wouldn't agree with him on a religious basis at all.
No.
He really does not believe in a personal God. But I know him. I've communicated with him. And those are trumped-up charges. What he really did was he disagreed with this judge, and he asked people to write the judge and let him know you disagree with him. Now, unfortunately, he didn't tell anybody to do any harm to the judge or whatever, but the judge didn't like to receive. He's one of these elitist monsters who thinks that if you just criticize him, that's intimidation. And the judge ordered Mr. Hale then arrested because he didn't like to be criticized. So, again, I'm not for this Church of the Creator, the By the way, he's not guilty of any crime whatsoever.
Yeah, I've seen that story, and the point is whether you know whether it's a Black Panther or a white supremacist. I mean, it's their right to have free speech. Well, listen, Tex, this is a Tex, and thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it, Steve. This is an important case. You might want to write about it. I can give you their numbers. In fact, American Free Press called me 2 weeks ago. I never called them back. I apologize, and I should have told Kelly Rushing and others to call them. But I called the newspaper, I called around, I just get so overwhelmed, Tex. One of my listeners gave a police officer a C-SPAN video of Ron Paul's neocon speech. He gave him one of my videos. He gave the state police officer this. The state police officer came and arrested him after that on the road, took him to jail, and the judge said, you're guilty of giving us anti-government, anti-police videos. And they're going ahead with the trial, trying to put him in jail for a year as a threat. And they say giving him the video was a threat. So that's pure Soviet Union, Tex.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this is the thing. These things must be going on. We're getting these reports now across America. And the press will, you're the only guy out there, Alex, one of the few that has the courage to report this kind of thing. But we've got to. These are our sisters and our brothers, our fellow citizens. We can't let these people just rot in jails without legal representation on trumped-up charges. Now, everything we've said on this program, many people will say it's intimidation. And yet, Alex, I know you personally. I know, listen, you wouldn't even hurt a puppy dog. I mean, you're the kindest guy I know, one of the kindest. Your wife is one of the sweetest ladies I know, Violet. And yet, you see, they would claim that by our free speech, we're threatening people's lives, we're intimidating, we're creating terrorism. This is nonsense, and we've got to stop the nonsense before we lose our country.
Absolutely, and if folks want a free Power of Prophecy newsletter, I suggest you call and get one, 800-234-9673, 800-234-9673. Tex, I appreciate your hard work and all you do, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Alex, listen, I feel the same way about you. You're really on the front lines, and people need to pray for Alex Jones. You're doing so much good. Just at my Bible Home Church meeting the other night, a gentleman came up to me. He's a chiropractor. He said his whole life was turned around by you, Alex, just listening to your show. He had been a Rush Limbaugh fan, but he says, but after he listened to Alex Jones, he said he knew that Rush Limbaugh just didn't tell the whole story. And I want to thank you and your audience as well for the courtesy of me coming on today.
Well, thank you. Take care, Tex. And thank you for staying an hour and 44 minutes with us. We'll go to a few final calls from James and Richard and folks who have been holding the longest here in a few minutes. I, you know, it's important that we understand that this is really happening. I mean, they really are arresting people for criticizing the government. And people say, well, then we better shut up. No, we better speak out even more. So they don't do that to me because I've got an infrastructure, I've got a support group, and I'm not some distasteful Nazi. In fact, I don't agree with Matt Hale. Now that they mentioned him, I've read some of his writings, and you know, it's a lot of it's pretty disgusting. I don't agree with, again, the Black Panthers, Khalid Muhammad. Let me tell you something, folks. They do it to those groups first, and they do it to all of us, and they do it to a nice guy like Kelly Rushing. And I need to talk to Kelly, and Kelly, you need to call the American Free Press. I'm just so overwhelmed, folks. That's my life. I've got a stack of newspapers calling me. I didn't even call the American Free Press back. I apologize. 2 weeks ago, and they should do a report on this. I'm going in 100 different directions. And imagine you give a cop a video of Ron Paul speaking to Congress. I mean, that's national TV tape. And you give them a copy of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, which reaches out to police, and they arrest you, and they want to take him away from his family for a year. And I talked to him. I talked to the newspaper. I talked to the police. I called all the people. And it's, well, you don't give us videos, or you go to jail. I mean, they think they're living in Russia. I mean, how do you get through to these people? And, you know, this Matt Hale, I mean, I remember reading the news articles. He just said, write the judge and tell him he's wrong. Well, that's what America's all about. Regardless of what your views are, if you're a black man or a white man or whatever you are, and the judge, they just said, well, this is a distasteful Nazi. People are going to let us do this. We'll just go ahead and arrest him. And, yeah, 2 years. I just forgot about that. By the way, it turns out the judge in the Limbaugh case that was going to go after him has been hopped up on OxyContin. Limbaugh case, judge in Palm Beach hooked on OxyContin rehab, removed from bench, no criminal probe. Palm Beach County judge, who operated in the same jurisdiction that is currently hearing the Rush Limbaugh pill case, was hooked on OxyContin and forced from the bench, but was never fully investigated. Well, that's the point. Yes, these people got a lot of problems, and I guarantee, I bet you money, that judge sent a lot of teenagers to jail for having some pot. And I don't take OxyContin. I don't smoke pot. I'm down to one cup of coffee every other day. And, you know, they could pull me over tomorrow and claim I'm a drug addict, and I'm never seen again because that's a terror act. They use the Patriot Act on Limbaugh for his medical records, and I'm telling you, it's wrong, folks. And they'll use it on you, too. Look at this. Mason-sponsored school ID program. The goal is to create identification packages for children in the states, 169 towns and cities all over the country, the Masons. Useful idiot Masons who are good people low-level, evil at the top. Are going around getting people biometrically enrolled into the system. It's horrible. And again, to get on the school bus, you got to do it. To get the school lunch, you got to do it. Bin Laden evaded Pakistan raid. BBC, a local official in eastern Afghanistan, says he has received credible reports that some of Bin Laden escaped the recent Pakistan operation to catch him. So they're building up the chase. They've got his dead body on ice, according to my sources. Going to roll him out right before the election, as we told you. Now that's happening. We'll see what happens. Ashcroft hospitalized with gallstone pancreatitis, his chief spokesman said. Ashcroft, 61-year-old Missouri senator, who's part of the Brotherhood, a weird, they believe that abortion's okay and Nietzsche's good and all this weird Satanism stuff, but then he's also on the surface this big Christian who anoints you with oil and pretty weird stuff. But then the Brotherhood also says they're against abortion, but they like Nietzsche. I mean, it's real weird statements from them. Really insane group. Justice Department spokesman Mark Corallo said the Attorney General initially believed he had the stomach flu. So we hope he's okay. We do, because he's such a good, loving, good person. Again, San Francisco Library putting tracker chips in the books. U.S. at Guantanamo acts like Beirut captors, London Guardian. The former Beirut hostage, Terry Waite, has accused the Bush administration of behaving like the Islamicist militants who kidnapped him by jailing people in the Guantanamo Bay prison camp without charge. Mr. Waite said the nine Britons held as suspected terrorists were enduring the same nightmare. Yeah, chained outside, mosquitoes feeding on you, head pressures, systems on your eyes, with your knees bent down beneath you. Nice form of torture, by the way. The same nightmare he suffered after being kidnapped in 87 and being held for 1,763 days in Lebanon. This weekend, the former special envoy to the Archbishop of Canterbury is traveling to the U.S. to support families of the British Guantanamo Bay detainees who will next week lobby for the release in New York and Washington. By the way, the Archbishop of Canterbury is an admitted devil worshiper. This whole side issue that he's a pagan, but that's the new Archbishop. It's a little side issue. Dollar tumbles more against the euro. Got some other key news. I'll blitz through, take a few calls, end this great show, this Friday edition. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, back Monday, 11 to 2.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop dishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essentials. What if I told you I'm about to save you the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in a liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. Pro Vitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. Pro Vitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for the entire family. Call now and get your Pro Vitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, real quick, couple calls. James and KC, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, love your show. I just want to let you know that last night on my way to a evening job at a tech school, I pulled up in the parking lot to discover a Kansas City Police mobile command post followed by about 30 cars all around it. And I sat there for a minute wondering what's going on, and then I watched some of the guys come filtering out of there, and they were all wearing camouflage. And the bulk of them didn't come out till after that, but about the first 10 that came out were all wearing camouflage as they got into their civilian vehicles and went away. And I was like, Now, that's very odd. And I
well, since the late 80s, there's been military everywhere in plain clothes. It's been a covert takeover operation.
Yeah. Well, I asked my school about it, and they said, oh, they do that every year. It's part of a yearly exercise.
Oh, yes. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Richard and KC, go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Uh-huh.
I have a short question and comment. The comment is, the true meaning for Genesis, or for 3:22 in Skull and Bones is Genesis 3:22, which is
yeah, that's what Tex said.
Yeah, that's the true meaning. And the question is, as carries Skull and Bones' name, Bush's is temporary, but what is carries?
You know, I knew that, and I forgot. That'd be a good question. Thanks for the call. We're out of time for that. I just want to hit a few news stories here. Virginia governor says college degree required for right to home educate, even first grade. And Governor Mark R. Warner strongly opposes a bill, because they're trying to pass another bill so parents can homeschool, but, and then there's another bill so parents can, and he strongly opposes that. He says you shouldn't be able to teach your children unless you have a college degree, even though homeschoolers are winning all the awards. A college degree, by the way, in teaching. U.S. uses laser weapons in Iraq. That's now admitted. Energy weapons as part of the effort to take over there. Interesting. Every child in England to go on a safety list database. Teachers, everybody can like go on a database, public database for government people and add stuff to a file about your children. Another article on PrisonPlanet.com about the stuff that's going on in the universities, just how it's all about how the New World Order is good and taking over, and in the same textbook it'll say, but the New World Order doesn't exist if you're against it. I mean, it's real doublethink. I mean, this is really Orwellian stuff, folks. North Korean likes John Kerry, they're saying. Isn't that interesting that they like him? But of course, they should like Bush, too. He gave them nuclear reactors. And there's a worldwide 911 phone and fax email campaign we've got posted at PrisonPlanet.com with the phone numbers to key people in Congress, Speaker of the House, and D.C. House offices, and the majority leaders and others to fax and write and send them 9/11 information just so they know that we know. And illnesses blamed on genetically modified crops in the Philippines. This is out of Reuters. We're out of time, my friends. Big show today. Suggest you tune back in tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back on Monday, 11 to 2, and back from 9 to midnight. In the last minute we got left, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. If you believe in what we're doing, you need to get the videos and get them out to people. They're waking up, the majority of those that see the videos. What more can you ask for than a film that actually wakes people up? The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Get these videos. Put them on Access TV. Get them out to opinion makers. Affect change, and it supports the show. 1-888-253-3139. Or again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can also go to the website to see all the news we didn't have a chance to cover on the show. Again, thanks to everybody, and God bless you all. And we'll see you back tonight and back on Monday.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.